waste of mine. Well, I know I'm cyborg, but I can't seem to find like a wasted someone, like a wasted home. Well, I know it's over, I know it's over long. Did you ever slip inside my ozone? I saw it in my eyes, ever slipping to me, baby. And I know it's
back up by my phone. Hopeful embraces flashing to be found. I twist my story to all comes around. I twist my face till it's alright. Shoot winking smiles, my chest sinks and bounds. Wait on my wanting, bends me to the ground. I feel it.
God, it's almost a decade now than that album. Great record. The OC's Static God from Orc. Great San Francisco band. Prove You Wrong, the Fuzzbuster mix. Prong from the Whose Fist Is This Anyway? Digging for Ashes, yes. All right. And then we have Moby from Animal Rights. Yeah. And Warpaint before that from Exquisite Corpse. So, Elephants is the name of that track. This track is called Glass Cavern by Echo Set. I always think Morrissey should sing like this. Oh, you can hear it. I wanna take it with you, baby. There you go. There's my Morrissey impression. All right, what do we got coming up next? Okay, well, actually, let me talk about Mabuhay Gardens. 2 weeks. Radio Valencia co-presents, actually, and we're going to have just celebrating 50 years of punk rock and a reopening of that location on Broadway, 443 Broadway, near Columbia, where it cuts through there. And, we're going from 3 to midnight. We'll do some panels with some old punk luminary from, you know, Dead Kennedys. We're going to have Freak Accident going to play, Fright Wig. We're going to have Flipper, the main attraction. We have got the Subhumans. And there's some other bands that are coming along, and we got some more adding to the list. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be just celebrating punk rock and 50 years of it in San Francisco. And reopening with a great location. So please come out. I think it's going to be a good time, man. there will be a lot major announcement for this, like a big press release coming up on about the reopening of the location and this venue and this thing. Something from the mayor, even. I don't know the details of it, actually. I just know that it's big. This is huge. It's awesome. And we're involved, and I think that's wonderful. That's really good for us as a station, trying to grow our community, and hope that you are part of our community. And then if you want to join us, I mean, we're looking for DJs out there, so go to our website and just simply go to shows at RadioValencia.fm, and you got an idea for a show, we're looking for people, especially younger folk. We've got a lot of old guys around here doing their midlife crisis DJ punk revival thing going on. We kind of like a little more variety than that. So, yeah, we can get some of that youth energy coming in. But, you know, I'm not going to say if you're old like me. I'm old. I'm a fucking old part. Get off my lawn. That's right. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. So, yeah, no. We don't discriminate in that regard. We welcome everybody. But, yeah, let's just, where are we looking here for some youthful energy? So if you're, that's something we're doing, if you're coming up and you're young and hungry and you want to try something different, come here. Come here. Come hither, young folk. I am the Alchemist. This is the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It's Saturday night, Valentine's Day, if you will. Yes. And I've had quite a few little visitors in here tonight. Been really nice. Thank you all for swinging by. And everybody out there listening with me right now. And until I come back to the microphone, let's have some more fun, man. Let's make friends. You don't make friends, you recognize them. Hiatus Coyote on Radio Valencia.
You don't make friends, you recognize them, yeah. Well, she is a wild thing. She's down to earth. She's on my wavelength, and she's not her work. Never looking to bother. She's got her own thing down. There's never a problem when she has a problem. Never looking to bother.
No perk for the bongo. Prez is chatty. Fresh from the spatty. Arms wide open. Strange fruit smoking. Paint on a canvas. Carved from a pancreas. Blue for the water. Red for the daughter.
Money, money, money.
Green where the land was. First hand, second hand laws. Horn of the clock bite. Thorn of the crown spike. Smile of the victor. Child of the prisoner. Statues of martyrs. Hackers as artists. Shout out to Atlantis. First hand, second hand us. Thorn of the crown spike. Horn of the clock bite.
Masters of institution.
Justice anymore. No voices raised in anger. We've all been. heroin. I've got to take you higher than that.
Ain't the place to be. I'm working 9 to 5. I gotta stay alive. Singing noise, a way to be free. I wanna take a stand, want a brand new plan. Got a heartfelt sympathy. I'm bust out of my kingdom in an animal rage. Come on, loose, don't mess with me.
Feet high up in the air. Get your feet high up in the air.
Stepping in time to the rhythm of the rhyme. You go for yours, I'm going for mine. Losing up season and I'm looking for peace of mind. A clean cut chips, party hardy kids wanna show me how to waste my time. I got a groove to move, the river pond to prove. I give a listen to my rhythm and rhyme. But there's a world away, I hear it every day. It's a beat of a different kind. Cut loose the blues, I make a mind loose. You can do anything you choose. Can't hold me back, I'm fully strapped. Like years out ahead of the pack. No same old thing, I'm a little spring. I got the power, I can do anything. So plain to see, freestyling is for me. Check it out. The rhythm of the rhyme. You go for yours, I'll go for mine.
Feet high up in the air. Get your feet high up in the air. Freestyle.
Cut loose the blues and make a mind loose. You can do anything you choose.
From their Stinky Grooves, one and only album they did in 1990. Fucking love that band. Get feet high up in the air, freestyle. Stepping in the time of the rhythm of the rhyme. Yes, we know it. We go for mine, right? Grab as much as you can. The Black Angels from their Death Song album, 2017. A little unyielding conditioning. Yes, from Fishbone. Give a monkey a brain and he'll swear he's the center of the universe. This is what I have observed. I have revealed to you folks tonight that I am an extraterrestrial and I've been living amongst you for the last 50-something odd years as one of you. Yes, I am. I am not above you or beyond you or anything like that. I just simply am up in another realm, seeing things a little bit more clearly than the rest of you because I am just passionately, exercisably different in many, many ways. I also have a Brooklyn Bridge to sell. So, first bidder on that, if you will. Having fun with you folks out there. This is Big Bill's Blues by Charlie Hunter and from his album, Everybody Has a Plan Until They Get Punched in the Mouth. And yes, that is true. Everybody does have a plan until you punch in the mouth. Earlier in the set, we had Horn of a Clock Bike. Saul Williams from his Martyr Loser King album, 2015. Yeah, kind of a play on words there. And then we had the start set with Make Friends by Hiatus Coyote from Love Heart Cheat Code. Yeah. Giving you that video game-ass thing. You need a cheat code for your love heart. You don't make friends, you recognize them. I believe that's actually true, you know? I think it is. You recognize somebody as a friend when you meet them. You know, just the same way you should recognize a fucking creep, you know? It's just, you know, you meet somebody and it's like, yeah, that's a friend. And, you know, other times you'll meet somebody and go like, yeah. Of course, that depends on your radar, how well your radar is constructed. Mine is constructed pretty well, actually. I got a pretty good feel for the fucking wackadoodles out there who are the wackadoodles and the good people who are the good people. And there's a lot of good people. There's a few wackadoodles out there. And they're in all walks of life, and that's true. That's the highest form of government. Wackadoodle, wackadoo. Woo! All right, so enough of that crap. We're going to have some fun in the next set. We got Aesop Rock and D'Angelo and a lot of more fun stuff, so I hope you stick around. We got another hour and 12. So just 72 minutes. I think you can stick that long, don't you think? I think you can. I love you all out there. You're fun. All right, this is The Alchemist. This is the Confluence Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour live on Radio Valencia on a Saturday night. It is Valentine's Day, actually, by the way. Whoopty fucking new Hallmark holiday. Obey, obey, obey. Yes, yes, we must obey. Consume. Watch television. Do all those things that we want you to do. You are hearing the sound of my voice. You will follow my instructions. Your instructions are go watch TV and buy a bunch of shit. And then listen to Radio Valencia. Yeah.
My lady moved in. I picked her up a gift. A miniature aquarium and trip to get some fish. Three green tetras, one scarlet bannis, and a touch of plant life. Some live, some plastic. Got the stuff home, put it in the tank. Everyone is thriving, it's a lively little gang. A few weeks pass when, plain and clear I hear, oh my God, there's a snail in here. What? I feel as if she's gotta be mistaken. As we do not have a snail rented, she knows what a snail is. I make my way over in position for the glare. I'm looking at a snail that wasn't previously there. I feel I'm being pranked, but if magic is the reason, then really I think it's great. My girl on her computer reading animal facts. A snail egg can hitch a ride into your tank on a plant. You motherfucker. But wait, there's more. Looking at the snail, he seems pretty pleasant. We figure let him kick it, as honestly shit's impressive. A couple weeks pass, I hear another gasp. Seven more snails have appeared on the glass. How? Determined to identify the guests when I stumble on a column of common invasive pests and boom. The number one offender on the pile, the bladder snail, known as stowaway and multiply. Plus a self-compatible hermaphrodite. That means the kids will never have to hear the parents fight. We went away for a week, came home to a scene. Snail population up in the teens. This was weeks ago already, it's been getting extreme. We are well over 30, but murder isn't my thing. While the fish have been patient, the situation's a bummer. They be staring at the snails, then staring at each other like, these motherfuckers. But wait, there's more. I figure let him kick it. 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 Folk tell the kiddo, I think I'm missing some info. Just clean the tank and throw the fucking snails out the window. Look, I guess I don't know how to shut the door when Snail Zero's been here as long as the other four. I get the reputation as a blight on the tank, but I ain't shoveling them out of what they rightfully claim. Even if I was able to, when they snag him in bed, exactly fuck I'm supposed to do with a bag full of snails? Oh, here comes crazy old Lacey holding his bag full of snails. He also bark at the traffic and drink his tap from a grail. Not doing it. I love those fish. I love those snails. Coexist. I think about the day it eventually overflows and fills the whole apartment and fills the whole of Rome. A reckoning is upon us. A decision must prevail. A sensible rehoming or snails.
I don't think that.